Destiny. It is 9:34. Joined in studio by David Vann from Sooner Politics. You can check them out online, soonerpolitics.org. And I want to get to Kendra Horn's seat. There's five Republicans running for that particular seat. Tell me about some of these people. I was surprised. Gina Parisi's back?
Yes, she is. Yes, and we'll see what happens with her. She's got some personal financial means that's going to allow her to do it. I hope she gets into Dale Carnegie's course of win friends and influence people, because your public image isn't that good.
Yeah, there's some work that needs to be done there. First of all, tell me, what do you know about Kendra Horn? How did she get in there in the first place? How did this happen in Oklahoma?
Oh, it was a sleeper campaign. And, you know, I predicted, I said, if anybody's going to lose, it's probably going to be Steve Russell. And what do you know? It was a pathetic campaign. And I asked some of my Democrat friends, including the folks that ran Bernie's campaign. Okay. I said, man, you guys had a good year. How'd that happen? And she said, oh, the Bernie people stayed organized over in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And it was that radical socialist branch that's taken over the Oklahoma Democrat Party.
Do you – and I've talked to some people, including my buddy Bill Shepard from Sooner, mm-hmm. Sooner Politics.
Sooner Poll.
I'm sorry. He thinks that the dynamics are such in District 1 that could possibly happen here. Do you see that?
Yeah. The Democrat Party in Oklahoma is under a remake. And they become an urban mm-hmm. Democrat party. I thought the last vestiges would always be Little Dixie. Holy smokes, they are the most conservative now.
Really?
In the legislature. You look at who they're sending in. So the registration still doesn't tell you the real numbers
right
there. It's almost impossible now for a Democrat to get elected in Little Dixie.
Wow.
Statewide, you know, in the legislature. But it's become urban. It's become activist. It's become in your face. They're militarized.
Right.
They're militant.
Yep.
Yes. You know, and they're passionate. They have their place. You know, so on.
Is Kendra Horn vulnerable right now? And if so, why?
She is. There's a lot of money being dumped in from out of state. Most of her campaign war chest is, and that only tells part of it. Like this state question 807, medical marijuana getting
right
on the ballot.
Right.
That's a Democrat thing.
Okay.
You look at the two people who filed it. Ryan Kiesel, who was director of the ACLU in Oklahoma, and then Tilly, who is a Democrat campaign consultant. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that filed that. I don't think there's so much interest in whether that passes as whether it's on the November ballot to get their constituency motivated to come out and vote and keep Kendra in office.
Wow. So talk to me about some of the people. I mentioned Janet Parisi. What about is it Hill? Tell me about Hill.
You know, I know the least amount of him. He comes from corporate Oklahoma. Harold Hamm, you know, the oil tycoon,
yes,
is big time backing him. Now, you think, oh, gosh, you know, tall building crowd. Well, you know, Stitt and Hearn are coming from corporate America,
right,
and they're doing well. I think, you know, despite all we said in the last couple of segments about Stitt as a whole is an improvement over Fallon, mm-hmm. hands down.
Anything would be an improvement over Fallon.
Yeah.
A dead clown would be an improvement over Fallon.
Right. But, you know, so I think Oklahoma has a desire to at least understand making, you know, things work economically here. Yeah.
So of these five, you've got Hill, you got Parisi, Ballard. Is it Bice?
Right.
State Senator Bice?
Yes.
And who else? Is it Nice that are in there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Terry Nice. That's kind of the old classic Republican activist leader that you look at her backing there. But the best ground game right now is Stephanie Bice. She's got connections in D.C. She's got fundraising going on. She's got messaging handlers. She's looking good right now.
I think is she the youngest out of the bunch? I think she's younger than Dom.
If she's 40, she sure doesn't look it.
Gotcha.
You know, and she's still, I think she's in her second term in the state senate.
We're not looking for pretty faces, though. What are the differences between these five?
Oh, it's a good question. I think they're going to message themselves. I think Terry Bice is really going to pull on those conservative, social conservative and economic conservative, kind of that blend. Stephanie Bice, young one, she's going to get, you know, more the millennial kind of mindset. Right. And she's been big on reorganizing our liquor laws, kind of bringing them up to where we're not in 1959 anymore. Right. I don't know enough about Hill. Ballard's a veteran. He's passionate. He's a grassroots activist. I don't think he's got the funding to stay in it at all.
Yeah. What do you need to run in a race like that, money-wise, against Ken?
Oh, a lot of friends.
Are we talking hundreds of thousands? Are we talking millions?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you've got to have $1 million to run in that. Yeah, I think.
So who would, out of the five Republicans there, who would Trump support?
Boy, that's a good question. I think right now it's way too early. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately he's going to support the nominee. I don't think he's going to involve that in that primary.
Interesting.